hey, you're learning something. This is a story. There's like something at the end that the listener wants to hear, to reveal. And it's those kind of things that I'm listening for when I listen to a podcast before making a clip. It's got to be informational or entertaining or both. And
so today's episode is supported by the Undefeated Underdogs podcast by Sharath, podcasting and community building expert. So the Undefeated Underdogs tell stories of underdog successes. The focus is on untold stories of underdogs achieving success in startups, VC, and personal journeys. The themes are motivation, insights, and engaging. And the benefits are to get inspired, learn from the best, enjoy the ride. So ready to hear these powerful stories? Find the Undefeated Underdogs on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. So hi, everyone. So welcome to the podcast. So today we're joined by phenomenal guest, Chris Madden, who is now having his own media agency and his own podcast on AI and creators. So hi, Chris. So firstly, I would like to touch a bit on your experiences from being a teacher to head of content at 20VC. Like, what made you take that leap? I'm always so curious to learn about the experiences and of the people that come on the podcast and what made them take that leap of faith and do something out of the norm.
Yeah, for sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. This is my first podcast post 20VC and launching into my new thing. So I'm excited to be here. A little bit about teaching English and spent 3 years in France, loved it, but there was this whole other side of the globe, Asia, that I wanted to explore. So I ended up getting a job in Thailand and then South Korea, where I fell in love with the country and I fell in love with a woman who ended up being my wife. And we moved to China together after we got married. And we spent all of 2019 in China. And then guess what happened? The pandemic hit. And I remember my wife showing me the phone and there's there's two people that have this virus in Wuhan. And I'm like, oh, that's not a big deal. Nothing to worry about. And then a couple of days later, the whole city shut down. And we're like, okay, we gotta get out of China. And we left China. We didn't. We went to South Korea, went to America, applied for a hostel's green card. Pandemic took over the world. And yeah, my life changed. I started to listen to a lot of podcasts. And it was the All In podcast that really struck a chord for me and just became a huge fan, loved what they were doing. And I felt like I could get good clips out there on TikTok. And it was hearing them talk about, because All In Pod, it's all about the fans, and hearing Jason's pep talks, and then them talking about this guy, Henry Belcaster, who started making videos of David Sacks. And I was like, I went online, looked at them, and I was like, oh, I think I can do better than this. And I opened up a TikTok account and started creating clips of their content. And kind of quickly, realize that this is beneficial to them. Like, this is bringing them a lot of new eyeballs to their names and their shows. And a lot of people, go and check out the full episode from these clips. And I'm like, this is a, billable service. This could be a business. And we, worked to get my friend, Spencer, who is my co-founder, and we started a business and worked to get clients. It was Harry Stebbins, who was our first client. He was looking to get into the video game. He'd been a podcaster for a long time. And we started his TikTok account. And it was fun because it was very, startup mentality. And it was me and my childhood friend that were making these videos of his content. And we each had a goal of doing one video a day, each of us. And it was this competition to see whose video would do better. And there's nothing like a competition to drive motivation. And, we did really well for Harry. We got him, I think it was 10,000 followers within the first month. And, up till 2 years later, where he's at 220,000 followers on TikTok. And then, we got into the cross-posting game where started up his Instagram account, started up his YouTube account, grew those as well to close to 30,000 followers each. For us, it was, it's been great working with Harry and learned so much. Twitter post, it really does feel like I graduated, where I've listened to so many of his podcasts with incredible guests, and you just learn so much about venture capital, so much about startup ecosystem, what it takes to be an entrepreneur. you know, I just felt like I, you know, I had to do it myself. And, you know, so that's where I am now, where I'm out there by myself trying to launch my own podcast. I got a few projects going on. The Imagine AI Live conference, AI conference that I'm co-founding with two other great guys that we all met at the All In Summit. And the leading guy had the idea for it, and he kind of talked to me about it. And then once I left 20DC, I was like, all right, let's do it. And so, like, I'm kind of the head of growth for them. Like, I'm the one, you know, I had got the idea to, like, start a podcast off the back of a conference, basically, and hoping that this organic content is going to drive a lot of, drive the reach, drive the name recognition back to the conference. And, you know, hopefully we sell out the conference, which is only 3 months away.
Amazing, amazing. So firstly, I wanted to say super honored that you came on the podcast today. And given that it's your first podcast, like post 20VC, it's a huge honor for me to like have you on the show today and just learning about your entire journey. And like, I've seen your threads, like the one where you posted about how you graduated from Harry Stebbings University and then the one that you posted on Henry Belkester. And it's just amazing to see like the progress and like how you've just really shaped, you're like the you and your co-founder, like the people behind the person behind the big podcaster who's Harry Stebbings, and he's a phenomenal podcaster as well in his own right. So wishing you like a lot of success as well with your own podcast and your own projects. So let's get into the nitty gritties of like content. So could you share like some strategies? Like, so for me personally, like I'm struggling a bit with growing the podcast sustainably without guests sharing it. So like, what do you suggest for me is like the next step of how I can like grow the content, like the short form and like any content strategies that you could suggest to me
applying? Absolutely love to help you on this front end. Can I just get a little discovery call here of like, where are you at? Release the videos on YouTube? Have you done short video clips before?
So the thing is that I used to be on YouTube, but I haven't recorded any YouTube episodes in like a while now. So like, I'm like way behind in the game, but I'm going to be starting again soon on YouTube. So yeah, so that's where I'm at with YouTube. I've uploaded a few episodes, but I wasn't using Riverside back then. So then I didn't have the magic clips or like other stuff like that. And I do have a video editor at the moment who's helping me with making some of the clips for YouTube and stuff. So like, excited to see how that goes. We'll be relaunching it in 2024. So yeah, so that's on that front.
Yeah, that's great. So it's mostly been the audio version that has been your driver. Like, that's been what you've been growing, is the audio podcast.
Let's say like over the last few months, yeah, that's what I've been focusing on, mainly the audio primarily.
And what number of guests am I?
You are guest number, I think when this episode comes out, I think it'll be guest number 87 or 88.
It's almost at the 100. Congrats on sticking to it. Most people don't make it past number 3. So I would say the biggest unlock is the video. It's the making short clips of the video. You know, we're having a conversation, you know, there's the audio version, but why not turn on the cameras and they have the video version? And then once you have the, you know, the long format of the video version, there are tons of clips you can get out of that. You know, most podcasts that I listen to, you can at least hear like 3 good clips that it's like, hey, you're learning something. This is a story. There's like something at the end that the listener wants to hear, to reveal. And it's those kind of things that I'm listening for when I listen to a podcast before making a clip. It's got to be informational or entertaining or both. And I would highly suggest that you make clips of the videos. And that's one of the cool things with all these AI tools is that they are helping a lot. What we found is that it's not all the way there yet. Like, you still need the human guidance. It'd be better if you're picking, like, maybe the AI, you know, right now there's lots of AIs will give you the best, most viral moments, you know, but you still got to look over there and decide what to prioritize and what you actually think And it's really, you know, it's about the starting line and, you know, where you finish it. A lot of times there's stuff you can take out that doesn't, you know, obviously you're not trying to change the person's point or change their opinion on something. That would be unethical in my view. You're trying to just make their point stronger and drive the point home. And so that's what we do as clip makers. And I just think that, you know, how many people have time for a 60-minute podcast or a 30-minute podcast? But everyone's got time to watch a 30-second clip if you put it in front of them. And that's the, you know, that's the unlock. And that's what we found with Harry Sevings and with the All In Podcast. When we started doing it, not many people were doing it. Like, I don't think anybody was doing it like we were doing it, where it's very kind of more raw and, you know, just getting it out there. And it was the consistency and the quantity. And now everyone's, you know, it was successful because it's a huge discoverability tool and everyone's copied the game. Everybody knows the game. Every podcaster knows that, you know, the clips are the next thing that, you know, that you need to get out. And, you know, so there's a huge process in that. And it looks simple. You know, it looks like, you know, oh, a 30-minute clip, 60-second clip. How long could that take to make? But there is a lot of time involved. I mean, with Harry, you know, videos could take 4 to 8 hours when we were starting off. And it's sometimes longer than that. And, you know, what's nice is the creator side of that is when you have a deadline of like, I need to release something today, and you release it, and it's not perfect. You know, you see mistakes afterwards, but that's okay. That's okay. That's human, you know? But it's that consistency. It's like, hey, okay, the next day I've got to start on a new video. The next day, a new video. And that's what really, you know, honed our skill. And you know, it's fun. You know, we enjoy it.
Yeah, that was some really insightful points. And I think you and the team have really nailed the storytelling behind the clips. And you really nailed that. So, like, what could you say, like, somebody who wants to start from scratch, like, start distributing their podcast? Like, are some strategies that you would suggest that they start today, apart from the short-form clips? And how can one improve their storytelling abilities in the clips itself?
That's a good question, and that's something I'm trying to tackle with my own podcast, is really figuring out, you know, what questions to ask that would lead to a good clip or a good story, get the guest excited when speaking. And, you know, I'm going to learn by trial and error. A lot of it's like, you know, prepping out. You know, for me, it's what tends to do well is like talking about somebody else famous and talking about real life events that are happening now. Talk about, oh, Jason Calacanis and David Sachs, Harry Sevings. You know, these people, you can put a picture of them on the screen. You can start a video with them. And it's like, oh, people know that. Like, people don't know my name or my face. Probably don't know your name or your face. Not yet. But they do, like, everybody knows these more well-named people. Or Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk. You know, it's like, of course, everyone knows them. And so really trying to like use that hack of what people already know. Everybody knows, you know, celebrities, Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, just leading a clip with one of them. But yeah, so then your challenge as an interviewer and then a guest too, I suppose, is, you know, thinking of what to ask that could lead to an answer like that. If you're, you know, a guest, you know, thinking about, you know, how I want to, you know, make things interesting, talking about real people, famous people, and then, you know, topical news. You know, what happened in the news this week? I've been so busy that I haven't even really checked the news much. But yeah, I'm not sure if I answered your question for people, you know, starting off without clips in mind. You know, so those are kind of all things where it's like, oh, I'm going to make a cool clip out of it. It's the consistency. There's so many parts of the podcast process that, if you can outsource the ones you don't like doing to somebody else that does want to do them for a price, that helps a lot too. Like building a team. We at Good Future Media, we've built a good a really good team that we've worked with for a while. We've got some good editors. We've got some good virtual assistant social media managers, where my co-founder and I can kind of stay high level and then let our team do a lot of the work.
Yeah, that's really interesting that you like mentioned about outsourcing the stuff that you don't want to do. So I understand that from your recent expose that you're going all in and building a media agency. So what's that journey been like starting this out from scratch and like going from that zero to one, like attracting new clients, attracting more talent, and like how did that all come about? Like, why did you start this media agency first? And like, yeah, could you just share like what's the future and like, yeah, that's what I would like for you to share.
We started it because we saw a need for podcasters needing to cut this stuff into digestible bite-sized clips. And we enjoyed the process and we knew how to do it. There wasn't a lot of supply of other people doing it. And we got into it. So it was my friend and I. And again, Harry Stebbings was our first big client. And what we found quickly was that you get kind of overwhelmed with work, and a media agency is a hard business to scale. So you do need to bring on other editors, other talent to help with the cross-posting and things like that. And, we've done that to a small extent. We have a good small team, but now as we don't have a paying client right now. So we're looking for that next, what's the next podcast that can afford our services? Because we're not cheap, I think we're fair. We kind of have a lay of the landscape, and we're less expensive than a lot of these, these bigger ones. But it's more about like we want to work with somebody that we believe in and we like their content ourselves. I think there's nothing harder as an editor than to edit videos for something you don't care about or something that you don't think is interesting or cool. And that's what we've been fortunate working with the clients that we have and the podcasts that we have is that we do enjoy the content. We learn a lot ourselves. So even the process of working on the podcast, we're learning, and that's the goal, is that we find somebody that we believe in and whose content we enjoy, and we're actually learning new stuff by working on their podcast.
That's a really interesting approach of like how you kind of select like which clients you want to work with. You don't just take anybody who offers you the money. You actually want to work with somebody that you really enjoy their content and you enjoy their vision and like what they're trying to build. And so that makes it more fun as an editor. So my next question to you is more like, what's your take? So now you started this new podcast and you're trying to do something in podcasting, you're trying to do something in media. So what's your take on the landscape of content and building a media business? And is it viable in this day and age to build a media business off a podcast or just to build a business out of a podcast?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's an incredible like amount of content out there. There's just more and more content being made. And everyone's, a lot of people are realizing that they can start their own podcast. They can do this interview style of thing and have original content. And that's really the key, is that it's the gold of the attention economy is original content. And if you have a well of original content through a podcast, you've got tons of material to work with to have this daily stream of clips. That's how I view things. So the question is, can you maintain it? Can you sustain it? Can you sustain the drive to do it? And that's what I'm excited about, because I really feel like this is my passion, is talking with people, is trying to help people, trying to talk about interesting and cool things. And that's why I'm excited to be an interviewer and talking with cool people and getting them to talk about cool things and then making cool clips about them to get out there to the world. So I've kind of got my game plan for my own podcast. And then, it's the question of monetizing and, being able to afford a team to increase production and increase output of clips and stuff. And, that's the question I'm going to be figuring out you know, sponsorships, all that. I don't know that side of the podcast very well. You know, is it a viable? I think it's a, you know, for people that do like talking, do like putting their face out there, because that's another key takeaway, is that you need a face to build a brand, and you need to be willing to put yourself out there, and, you know, screw what other people think. It doesn't matter. As long as you're confident to put yourself out there, and, you know, you're willing to stand behind your words publicly, that's a huge advantage. And, you know, not many people are willing to do that. And so if you're willing to do that and you've got, you know, want to start a podcast, I think it's a great time to do it, because it's only going to get more. I mean, I think I heard recently that, you know, podcast listenership is growing like 30% a year or something. And by, you know, the end of the decade, it's going to be a $300 billion industry. So there's a lot of room and a lot of opportunity to grow. Obviously, it's kind of like a power game, people say. It's where it's like, you know, the top podcasts just get more and more popular. And then it's like all the people trying to get up a little bit more in notoriety, I guess. And it's kind of a game. And that's, I'm a very competitive person, so I like the challenge of it.
Yeah, I think those are some great insights. And I think I really appreciate you sharing like the raw and authentic version. Like you said, like, you don't know anything about sponsorship. You haven't really, you don't know the lay of the land yet for that, but you're willing to learn. And I think that's like an important part in podcasting. You have to be willing to learn. You have to get your hands dirty. You have to be in the trenches. You have to be building. You have to be like cold emailing, shooting a shot, doing whatever it takes. And I think I've seen that in Harry a lot. Like, he's always doing so much. Like, he's got such an incredible lineup of guests, and he's doing so much on that front. So it's absolutely amazing to see what he's done and how he's built out his podcast. And yeah, so I think that was interesting to hear. And so my next question is, like,
Harry's a beast. He works so hard. He works so hard at what he does. And he really is working there every day on the weekends, and, you know, trying to put out the best content that he can.
Yeah, that's so nice of you to say about Harry, because I think he's genuinely a beast. He's doing his hustling, he's doing his persistence, and he got on some amazing people. So my next question is more like, just to wrap this up. So how would you think about, like, if a new podcaster was to start today, like, what could they do to make their launch successful? Like, what are some of your game plan, or like some things that you're also testing for yourself for the launch of your own new podcast?
Tips on how to do a successful launch?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Focusing on, you know, what platforms you're trying to grow on. Long term, you want it to be like every platform, cross post everything, but that takes a lot of work. So you kind of want to focus on the platforms that you think are going to do well. It just goes back to the grinding strategy of, like, okay, there's a post to preview the podcast. There's the post of the podcast. There's the clips afterwards. Hopefully bring people back to the podcast, or at least to do well themselves, where you get followers. For me, I view the audio as like an afterthought. The full episode is an afterthought almost. And like, I'm concerned about, I want to get clips out every day. I want to have a clip out every day is my like short-term goal, basically. And so that's ensuring that you have enough content and then enough bandwidth to do the edits and, you know, schedule the posts. I would like to talk about Imagine AI Live a little bit, our really cool conference that we're throwing. The founding team is me and two other guys that we all met at the All In Summit. And we're trying to get the world's best AI creators and the world's leading AI startups to the conference to talk about all they know and share insights and get, you know, state-of-the-art update on where AI is today. What's funny, I say that, where is AI today? But in 3 months when the conference happens, it's going to be 2x where it is today. And so that's what's so cool about the space. What I like about what we're throwing, it's going to be in Las Vegas at this brand new hotel, the Fontainebleau. It's about the community, you know, just like the All In Podcast is about the community. the Imagine AI Live. It's about the community of AI creators, AI startups, people that want to, you know, use AI in their lives to be more productive, and businesses that want to use AI in their business to be more productive. And that's, you know, that's why we're doing it, is to build a community, have a fun, interesting conference with some great speakers. It's fun doing this because it's a very startup mentality, a startup conference where it really is like every day. It's like, okay, something new. We got, you get these, got these deadlines, got to talk to this person, got to talk to that person. And it's just building up, you know, momentum to the day of, which is March 27th to the 28th.
It sounds incredible what you have planned with this conference. And like, I hope it's becomes a major success, honestly. Like, you sound like so passionate about like the conference and like your podcast. And so like, just to close off, like, so do share like how the audience can connect with you, how they can like inquire about your services at Good Future Media, and like just learn about more about this conference or like whatever you want to plug. Like, now's your time.
Sure. So I'm kind of focused on building my Twitter and my LinkedIn right now. And if you go to my Twitter, my X account, my Linktree, I will be posting. I've got, you know, personal accounts on Instagram that are open. And, you know, my family, you know, we're kind of, my wife has an Instagram account, and we have like a nomad family. It's like, we're both me and my wife are big travelers, and we have a 1.5-year-old daughter. And so we're just kind of like, you know, sharing our adventures and story as we go along. For the media side of things, yeah, again, it's just through Twitter, you can find me, Chris Madden. And we're looking for, our, you know, want the best people that have worked on 20VC's growth, All In Podcast Clip growth. Give us a call. Find us online. And we'd love to have a call with you. Thank you, Ruhi, for interviewing me and asking good questions. And I'm happy to give you some pointers on, you know, what clips I think would be the best. Again, you're on the 86th podcast, and that's an amazing start, way better than a lot of people. And you just got to keep building it. You've got your niche, I think. And I think turning into video, making clips of the guests is a really good next step for you.
For sure, I'll definitely be implementing some of the things you said, like clips, and definitely would love your pointers on like what clips to actually. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, I have an open opportunity to reach this audience. So if you want to reach college students and freshers interested in startups and venture capital, and just in terms of the demographics, the age of 18 to 22 is the highest age demographic in India, and US are the two largest country demographics of listeners for this podcast. Email me at bizpodruhi@gmail.com. So thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode, and hope you've learned something new.